sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for this excrement. Get your head in it. Second wind.
I'm gonna count it off. Y'all
white shit. Kid, yep. I never
okay, three, two, one. Yo, what's up? Welcome to Tequila. You know what it is? This is a podcast where we talk tech while taking shots of tequila every 10 minutes. So I'm with Nina Hernandez today and Daniel Yoon. We were just talking about something crazy, and I really just wanted to kick it off with with this. Nina, before you start yelling at me about this ridiculous shit, can we take a shot real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Let's do it.
Okay, real quick.
It's only right.
What are we drinking? I got Olmeca Altos tequila that I habanero infused, and I'm going to regret it.
Ooh, nice.
I've got, what the hell is this? Margaritaville hecho en Mexico. In Mexico, excuse me. A silver tequila. I think someone brought it to a party and has been untouched for a while, so we'll see how this goes. Yeah, it was there.
And I've got Deep Eddy sweet tea vodka.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a solid fucking vodka. Okay, let's take the shot.
All right, let's take the shot.
Okay, need to count.
One, two, three.
Boom. Ooh, that is spicy as fuck.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm going to start the timer. Nina, hit me with this ridiculous news.
Okay, so do you know... How much have you been following
Do you know
this?
Elon Musk? Do you know the ridiculous human being that is...
I'm talking about the soccer team and like this whole situation.
So I saw something about caves and I didn't really read into it. So enlighten me.
That's how I was at first. I was like, you know, just kind of skimmed over it because like I have alerts. Yeah. You know, soccer team, whatever, trapped. And then I was like, wait, a soccer team is trapped where? And then I read the whole story. And basically, a youth soccer team from in Thailand was on a trip with their 25-year-old coach, or you know what I mean, group leader or whatever. And they were going on like a trip through this cave when the cave got flooded out, and they're trapped. And so it was like a treacherous journey for experienced divers to get, you know, to set up a rope to get them medical supplies, and food and stuff. One person actually died, making the path there.
Wow.
Or at some point in the, you know, getting back and forth. Like as of a couple of days ago, they were saying, oh yeah, they'll have to maybe like wait 2, 3, or 4 months before the waters recede and they can just walk out, because the kids would never be able to, if the divers had trouble. One of the divers said it was like swimming through coffee. The water was so muddy and dirty, and full of debris, and they were dealing with currents. So that's why this news about Elon Musk is
boy,
even
Elon
more
Musk.
Crazy.
Making news again.
Enter Elon Musk.
To stage right.
And so his tweet is like, some good feedback from cave experts in Thailand.
Oh, God.
Iterating with them on an escape pod design that may be safe enough to try. Also building an inflatable tube with airlocks, less likely to work given tricky contours, but great if it does.
Okay.
His next tweet, got more feedback from Thailand. Primary path is basically a tiny kid-sized submarine using the liquid oxygen transfer tube of Falcon rocket as hull. Light enough to be carried by two divers, small enough to get through narrow gaps. Extremely robust.
Extremely robust.
Very robust. It's the most robust submarine around.
I think he's just like fucking devolving into Trump, but continue.
It's insane. Well, it's like a Megamind thing. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, I mean, like God, there's such a roller coaster of emotions with this man. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, look, if you can do this thing you're saying with this technology, that would be dope. But also, like, you've fucked up before and I don't trust you. And also your intentions are not always so transparent.
If it doesn't work, it's only a bunch of kids' life at stake.
Right. That's the thing. And like, I mean,
and you send them one at a time. So it's like you lose one. Oh, that didn't work. Still got 12 more kids left.
Right. Oh, God. It's a bad situation all around.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm just curious as to, I mean, like, one, God damn it, can you link me this in the Zencaster so I can look at it? Because, like, one, I wonder how, like, feasible this actually is, because he's very, I heard this analogy before and I just keep using it because I love it, but he's very, like, Barnum and Bailey, like, very circusy in terms of, like, how he talks about the tech that like Tesla or SpaceX can achieve.
Right.
He's very circusy and he's always like, oh, we can do this and that and this. And it's like, okay, let's be realistic. Like, you can't do all those things. Like, that's not how this works.
Well, so I just read about this real quick and really it sounds like it's not as dramatic as it seems. You're right. it's just the pod. It's not even a submarine. And it would require the divers to actually pull it along.
So it's like a little bubble.
Yeah, that's what he's saying in the tweet. Would take two divers.
Right.
So really, it's not. I mean, it's just Musk talk, I think.
Kid-sized so submarine. Like,
the tube sounds even less practical. It's like the 2.5 mile tube that they just walk out through or like climb out through. That there's so many ways that could go wrong. This is like, you know, it's been done before.
It is quite dramatic when you take into account the currents that they're going to be dealing with. And so it's still extremely treacherous. All of these options are extremely treacherous for the people trying to do it.
It seems like the pod with the divers is the least treacherous.
Yeah, honestly. Because so the actual practical options that they're listing right now is like, you know, teaching the guys, the kids to swim and dive and then taking them with another professional diver, which that's a pretty tall order given how they described it. The other one is they were drill into the cave, which that sounds like a bad time. Like there's so many ways that could go wrong.
Oh my God.
They're pumping out the water, but apparently there's monsoons on the way. So that all that progress could be gone. Honestly, everything could be over if the rain's bad enough. And then obviously just waiting. And that sounds like the safest thing. If nothing goes wrong, you just bring him some food, bring him something to keep him busy. I think they've already sent over like doctors and, you know, experts to be there with them. As long as they can keep the oxygen up, then I think that's like the safe way of wrapping this up. But
yeah, that's the concern because the oxygen levels had been going down. Man, what a
so in terms situation. Of Musk, I this thing I put on Facebook a long time ago comes to mind when like the second or third Iron Man movie came out, maybe back when like Marvel was starting their shit up.
Right.
But I put something on Facebook when I was still in college. It was something to the effect of Tony Stark is the Avengers version of Kanye West or something like that. And we're talking about how people compare Elon Musk to Tony Stark all the time. No, Elon Musk is the Kanye West of the tech world. Like, at least, like, especially the two are, like, very controversial now. And, like, keep doing all this shit just for, like, you know, PR, I feel like. Because I don't know if he's actually going to do this. I feel like this is just a lot of talk from your boy's ass. Yeah. I don't know. If he does it, that's great. And
his ability to insert himself in every situation is pretty incredible.
Right, right. And hopefully not insert himself into Grimes.
Oh, God.
Oh, you didn't have to go there. I mean, Elon didn't have to go there either, but.
Oh, God. I really hope they're like not dating. God.
No, they are. You haven't seen. Oh, my God. Do I really have to? Oh, have you seen the pictures?
Don't make me look at them.
You have to see this. It's so creepy.
I don't even like find her attractive per se, but she's more of like a little sister that I wouldn't want.
Didn't even know who she was. I sent this to Amy and I was just like, who? I was just like, is this chick from Transylvania or like?
She's weird. She's weird.
Well, look at what she's really cool. Wearing in this that I just put the link.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
They're at like a wedding.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Grimes defends Elon Musk. Says yeah.
She looks like freaking Johnny Depp's best friend. Oh, she always plays in all his movies.
God, I don't really know her name, but she's the woman that played Bellatrix or whatever.
Yeah, Bellatrix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter.
There we go.
That's the one.
Hell of a name.
Yeah.
Hell of a name.
They got that same vibe going on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Grimes has always made cool, interesting music. When I saw this, I was like, oh, God damn it. But anyway.
Sorry, man. This is the future.
I feel like
welcome.
Musk has gone like full Kanye. And I don't mean like full Kanye, like makes good music. Like he's gone full Kanye and like he's crazy. Good at what he does, but he's crazy. But yeah, this is a thing in our lives.
I mean, I hope it all works out. Whether or not he's the one to fix it, obviously,
look,
you know, we want the best for the kids.
If he does this and like he's the one that's actually doing the work, I will give him credit and I will be like, good job. I will praise him. But I will also shit on him if he doesn't praise like the team at like SpaceX and shit, because he's really bad at giving like the workers.
How crazy is it that there is still something to this day that like the world knows about but just can't, like we just like can't help them. There's nothing.
The cave thing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking wild. I didn't.
There's no technology
we
have that can just like grab them
right now. News constantly. I didn't know what it was. I'm glad you've enlightened me on something. So
that's what I live for.
Yeah, as someone, I this year just got scuba certified, and
really?
Like cave diving seems like the scariest shit in the world.
Yeah, no, I would not do that.
And I would not subject a child to that. That sounds wild. So yeah, that option.
A child
that
can't even
cave diving
and swim.
Oh yeah. Well, it's time for shot number two.
Round two.
Ding ding ding. Okay, let's move on from depressing, weird Musk news. Okay. I'm going to pour this.
I might just go to my beer now.
Do what you want. Or pour a half shot.
Oh, well, I have that poured out already.
Okay,
see.
There you go.
Go with that.
Mr. Yoon, can you count down?
Speaking of, let's drink.
Do I go 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1? How do we do this? ABC? All right. Ready? X, Y, Z.
Way to be different.
Ah.
Trailblazing.
I have to please. Ugh.
Yeah, Jesus. I put a whole habanero in this bottle of tequila. I should have put a half a habanero. Yeah, my intestines are going to hate me later. Okay, so I real quick saw this article that I loved and just wanted to bring it up and chat about it real quick. So everyone's familiar, or I would say 99% of the people listening to this are familiar with, you know, the whole idea of like blue screens, and they, you know, don't allow your body to secrete the melatonin that it needs to get sleepy and go to bed. And all that jazz. So this is just another article about that, but it had an interesting take on it that I didn't know before. It was written by this woman who is a design. She's like a designer turned like human centric design specialist, I guess I'd say, or like just someone who's like interested in that field. And so this whole article that she wrote starts talking about how when she was younger. She built her own computer for the first time when she was like 15, and the LEDs on the fans were blue, and that it was the first time that she noticed that like something was fucking up her sleep and she wasn't sure what it was, and started turning off her computer at night and realized it was the blue LEDs. And then dropped a few stats on, you know, the whole blue light thing. Apparently Harvard researchers conducted an experiment that compared 6.5 hours of exposure to blue light versus just green light, which isn't even like warm colored light, and its comparable brightness, and found that blue light suppressed melatonin for twice as long as the green light and shifted circadian rhythms by twice as much as well, which is a fuck ton. And then she goes on to talk about how blue displays like people might not realize that a vast majority of the displays that you're dealing with in your life are backlit by lights that are like blue based lights, not like incandescents mm-hmm. that are kind of like orange yellow. Like the older lights that people may think of.
So no, just LEDs, right?
Right. LEDs generally tend to backlight in like a bluish tint. So, you know, like monitors, phones, what else? Like car displays, sometimes even car dashboards. Yeah, they're everywhere. And so this woman goes into the history of like interface design and then talks about how, you know, the beginning of the Cold War is kind of like the first time that people started parsing digital information. So military designs back then, and even into today, actually started using, when they were first designing interfaces, they started designing in a like red orange color scheme. And if you look at airplane cockpits, submarines, other military grade systems today, they still have that red orange color scheme. And it's kind of like low impact on your eyes and really good for the night or like in dark places. So,
right.
Which is why it's really good for cockpits, especially.
So you don't mess up your night vision, you know, if you got to go out there and yep. kill some people in the dark.
Exactly. I mean, like if you, as I often do, but, you know, like anyone who drives a lot at night or has driven at all at night and like looked at their phone or like the display in the car, you know that like the display in the car or your phone could like kind of like blind you or like leave artifacts in your eyes
right.
when you're going back to drive, which is obviously like not fucking good. Like it's really not a bad thing. And then so aside from that little interesting tidbit in like history of design, she also goes into like pop culture and how the earlier sci-fi, the movie and show that I'm about to reference, which is a Space Odyssey and Star Trek, both had their interfaces referenced as like orange red interfaces. And the first instance in pop culture that's at least like a largely influential movie or show was in 1982, which Blade Runner, which used blue interfaces. And I don't know if this is like, you know, 100% accurate to say, but she says that pop culture has a lot of influence in terms of like how we perceive what is quote unquote futuristic. And like Blade Runner is a hugely influential movie for an entire generation of people, whether it's like really? In film or, you know, like design or just like creative shit in general, or like people who are enthusiastic.
That's a weird movie, that's for sure.
Blade Runner's fantastic. I love that movie.
Oh, it was good. It was just it's just like bizarre. It's foreign enough for modern sci-fi to where I was definitely took some adjustment for me to figure it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you
pacing was definitely different,
and especially like for our generation that like watches a lot of like anime and stuff, like you can tell like Ghost in the Shell is like super fucking Blade Runner influenced and shit like that. But yeah, so the end of the article is basically her just suggesting that like we should keep doing what we're doing, like talking about it, and just suggests like maybe in popular culture and like sci-fi or other mediums, like maybe we should start portraying screen interfaces in, you know, like red, orange, or even green instead of blue, just to, you know, start like pushing in that direction and putting pressure on product manufacturers to, you know, start doing that. And then she talked about like how, you know, the obvious examples that most people know about are like Flux on the Mac. I think it's on Windows as well, which like at nighttime will like make your screen more red. On iOS, it's Night Shift. There's an app on Android called Twilight that does it too. I think they built it into the latest.
Yeah, OS. I have it pulled up right now. It's called Nightlight on the latest, at least on the Pixel 2.
What kind of iPhone do you have? I just have the most basic one.
I have the iPhone 10, but if you have it updated to the latest iOS software, you should have it built in.
Okay.
It sounds like it's not changing anything with the backlight, obviously. It's just changing the colors that are displayed.
Yep, which obviously is not going to – it's not like foolproof, but it's better than nothing. But
I don't like the size of the new ones. They're too big.
This is a small step in the right direction. Nina, if you go to – let me see. It's under settings. And then I think if you go into display and brightness.
Display.
Is there? Brightness. Yeah, display and brightness. And then it's called Night Shift.
Oh, Night Shift.
iPhones.
Oh, and you can make it more warm or less warm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Manually enabled until tomorrow.
This isn't foolproof. What is it on Android? Nightlight. There you go.
Nightlight. Real original.
And that's in the settings of the...
Yeah.
Word. There you go.
I mean, that's just for the Pixel. It could be something completely different on Samsung, because you know how Android is.
Yeah, Samsung likes making fucking like two versions or a second version of every fucking thing that Google
One thing
does.
That they had that I couldn't find on my Pixel that I really liked is they have like an active permissions. Like, you know how nowadays permissions... Sorry, mm-hmm. I don't mean to derail it, but like there's like this whole permissions thing going on where everyone wants to know like who's using my microphone. Yep. Well, they have one that actively like monitors if, you know, a certain app is using your microphone at a weird time or like using it too much, it'll notify you and like show you what times of the day it was using it and like break it down with a little graph instead of just being like a static like allow or deny kind of deal. So I like that.
That's dope.
I'm not complaining about Samsung doing that.
That's actually really interesting. Yeah, sometimes I wish like for instance like in iOS God, like finally iOS is gonna have the thing in Android where like if you get a bunch of notifications from one app they stack into just like one fucking little
box. They used to have that for a while and they switched over.
We're getting that.
I don't know if iOS ever did have it. The last iPhone I had before this phone I have now was literally a 4S, so I don't remember.
That's why I had to turn off my email notifications when I got my iPhone because
because you had like a fucking bajillion.
You
of them.
Remember I asked you, I was like, I keep getting them every second.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. Like, I don't have an iPhone.
Android life.
Yeah, so they're finally doing that shit. But yeah, like that's one of the things that like actively monitoring what like apps are listening to you and shit sounds fucking nice. That would be good.
Man, everybody's listening to you. That's my lesson. You have no privacy.
I know. Sadie doesn't want me to get a fucking Google Home. Because she's like, I don't want something like listening to me all the time. And I was like, bitch, your phone
everything is.
Is always listening to you. Even, I bet if you even don't turn Siri on. I don't know about that, but I just like saying
Well, that. I don't know. I mean, how does it listen for out. Hey Siri if the microphone's not on?
Well, she says she has the Hey Siri thing off is her point.
Oh, because of that. Well, that's smart.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, just turn it off on the Google Home. You got to walk over there and tap it every time you want to talk to it.
That's right.
The Google Home thing does creep me out because, like, there have been stories where it has, like, sent a snippet of somebody's – it has transcribed somebody's conversation and then sent it to a random person in their contacts.
Oh.
Yeah, and so the person – like, some random person that they know has gotten a snippet of their conversation about, like, dinner or whatever – and have called them and been like, hey, your Google Home is spying on you. Again?
Again?
That was quick. All right. I'm switching over to Independence Brewing Company Amber Beer.
There you go.
Ooh, nice big gulp.
I'm actually doing okay because I drink a lot.
Is that a point of pride?
Yeah. Sure. I'm starting to scare myself, but hold on. I dropped the fucking cap on the floor.
Like, wait.
Hokey doke. Well, yeah, I just wanted to talk about this because I thought it was interesting as a digital designer and like aspiring UX designer, you know. I don't know, thinking about like making products that actually are beneficial and not actively like causing problems for people is nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's important. Like, they're not going away. They're going to be in front of our faces more and more. So yeah. It makes sense that you'd have to think about these kinds of questions.
Yeah. And yeah, her ultimate point was just like, yeah, like, you know, these apps are good that like redden your screen, but ultimately like we should start talking about it more and like putting pressure on manufacturers. To think about this when they make shit. But yeah, that's it. I'll count. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Un, deux, trois. Ooh. That was in honor of
Woo.
The team that I think will win the World Cup. Motherfucking France.
Woo.
Allez les bleus.
I'm drinking out of my Michelle Obama mug.
Nice.
I got her. I went to the National Portrait Gallery.
I saw.
And dude, I think her
the painting of her is not great.
Oh, I love it. It's amazing.
I don't think I think she's amazing. I don't think the painting's good.
Oh, what are you, an art critic now too?
I mean, I'm a designer. Yeah.
It is beautiful. And in person, it's even more complex with the dress. It's gorgeous. I love the pose.
I think the Obama one, people were shitting all over it. I, as like, you know, a young graphic designer, think it's great. I'm sure like older, stuffier people are like, meh, it's too.
Oh, I love the Obama one too.
The Obama one is dope as fuck.
Like, I love them both. But anyway, so that's why I got on a mug. And so I got, it's like, it's blue all the way around. But then it has the dress on it.
That's cool.
And
that's
I love cool the pose. Like, look, I mean, I'm not an art historian either. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I like the pose. I love the softness of her hand.
I like the pose. I just don't like the painting.
What, is
again,
it just
I like Michelle. I just don't like the painting. What? I don't know. It just looks like shit.
God, I don't get it.
Looks like her, but kind of not, you know?
Like, it looks like a fucking goofier version of her. I don't know. Maybe instead of talking about what I have listed next, we could segue into.
Fuck you for that.
Fucking bye, guys. I'm out.
Okay, so real quick, and then we'll get back to the other ones. Segway, I'll just read the fucking headline. Segway announces its motorized self-balancing e-skates.
Are we going to watch this video?
Why? Yeah. We should try to watch a video at the same time. You just want to like try to count down and click at the same time?
Yeah.
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, someone count.
3, 2, 1.
Click. Oh, God. This music's already like overly ridiculous.
Oh my god. Dope.
Cha 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 cha. You can spin around.
She looks like she's about to fall in any second.
Okay, so for the people listening, they're literally like, it's literally like the quote unquote hoverboards, except you just have one on each foot and they're not connected.
It's like rollerblades, but way nerdier.
This is such a white person thing. Just look at it. Like, everyone in that commercial is white.
Oh, the guy almost fell down.
But it's also, like, so unnecessary. Like, just get some motherfucking rollerblades.
Yeah, they have those. They've had them for a while.
I would prefer rollerblades because I can, like, I can control myself real well in rollerblades and go, like, real fast.
Also, they're not going to crap out on you.
Yeah, like the battery is my legs, motherfucker. Like, I just go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, look,
this is bizarre.
If we're talking specs, they have a top speed of 7 miles per hour, max range of 7 miles.
Nice.
$500.
So 1 hour. Yeah.
What? Wait, $500?
Yeah. Wait, and then the last sentence says, "If you want something cheaper and more stable, there's the 99 two-wheeled rocket skates." Let me see what this is.
They have a faster top speed, 12 miles an hour.
Oh my God, these rocket skates look like Gundam feet.
You can get a pair of rollerblades for $41 at Target.
Yeah, and they'll be like legit as fuck too. They'll be good. Yeah,
but then you got to strap like a weed whacker motor onto them to get any speed out of them.
Oh, man. All you need is a hill. If you want a nice pair of rollerblades, it's probably $150. But
look, this is the future. This is how people are going to get around on like Coruscant or whatever.
Don't look like some Transformers Gundam shit.
Sorry, I can't. They straight up do.
It looks like Alienware made boots. Like, what the fuck?
If I was going full tech wear, maybe I'd put those on, only if they had a black version.
Oh, yeah.
If I was like cosplaying as a Gundam.
Yeah.
I'm
sure. Like, or like a Transformer or something.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to be a Bumblebee or some shit. What the fuck?
This is bizarre. I can see in like 10 years, like every douchebag on a college campus having one of these.
You know what's funny right now? It's like mostly like kids in the hood or kids on college campuses that have the hoverboards, right?
Right.
And like, or like, remember that time, Nina, you watch basketball a lot, so you'll remember this. Not that time. Remember those several times that LeBron fucking like hoverboarded ready for the game?
When
I was like, you look so dumb right now.
J.R. Smith had that and he got him in all kinds of trouble because it was headlines. Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like, what are you doing? Yeah. I love tech. These are dumb.
These are dumb. I mean, really, there's a limit to what we can do, like what new things we can do to get around. You know what I mean? So,
you know, I like my bike a lot, even though I haven't ridden it in a minute.
But that's like old technology. I mean, I'm saying there's a limit to new ways that we can get around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like my friend, the guy who started this podcast with me, Burke, wanted to get a one wheel. He's out in Geneva in Switzerland doing his PhD. And here, let me see the one wheel. This thing just looks like, remember when you were a kid and like people would try to put like a plank of wood on a can and like balance?
Oh.
Yeah.
The one wheel is like if the can were like, you know, in the center of the board and you could like lean forward or backward and drive it like a Segway. It's weird.
Yeah, there's a guy in my neighborhood who does that. It's like the one wheel that's in the middle of a board. Mm-hmm. You stand on either side.
It's like a fat ass like Goodwheel tire.
Yeah.
So there's two different ones. There's one where you stand like and it's in between your legs and you're just facing forward. And this one that I'm talking about is kind of like a snowboard where it's it looks like you're skateboarding. I think
it's the same one. It's the same one. I'm looking at pictures and I'm seeing people do both, like straddling it versus like snowboarding sideways.
I think they're two different products of the same company.
Yeah, they have different models. That could be.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's this like one wheel that's like a snowboard. And then I guess there's this other. Is this still one wheel though? Monociclo scooter. Yeah. There's a guy who I see on the train. Every time I get home, he gets off the train, gets to the bottom of the stairs, opens his in the one that you put your legs either side of, like unfolds the foot spots and then just goes home. And I'm like, I can't tell if this is interesting or like really dumb. Oh God.
Oh God.
Time again.
Okay. We need to stop talking about this.
They have an app. Which sounds like the most terrifying thing, just real quick.
Yeah. Burke was telling me about it. It was like you can like
lock the one wheel from your phone as you're driving.
What?
Yeah, I think it's like to prevent theft and like a few other things.
But just imagine doing that accidentally or like someone getting on your phone and just sending you flying off a hill as you're rolling down.
This is like the new tech version of those motorized longboards.
They asked whether they could or couldn't, but they never stopped to ask whether they should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm pouring my shot. This tequila is generally fine, except it's like over habaneroed for sure. Mm. Like I'm feeling it in my tummy.
So you just buy regular tequila and then you put it in a habanero.
Yep. And if you're going to do this at home, I recommend putting in half a habanero, not a whole one. Because this is my tummy is like, this hurts.
But it tastes good. It tastes spicy.
Yeah. Habaneros, despite being somewhat painful to eat sometimes, have a flavor that jalapenos don't. That is really tasty to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That I enjoy.
Not anyway, to me. I had a bit. Oh, I was going to say.
Nina, count.
Oh, my bad. 3, 2, 1.
Olé.
Ooh, nasty.
Okay. So this is something we talked about on the podcast before. God, this is spicy. It's hard to talk.
Oh, my God.
So
Mother Race.
For those of you who don't know, the NES Classic's back. You can, if you've been waiting for it because it was sold out. You can get it now. If you were thinking of buying it, you probably already know this, but because I think this was news like on Wednesday. Oh, no, this was news like last Friday. But yeah, you can get it.
What?
at your regular spots, the GameStop, Best Buy, Target, etc. Definitely call before you head over, because I think they're selling them in limited numbers. Because
the Nintendo?
Nintendo doesn't have that many still, I don't think, and so the vendors are trying to kind of like keep a hold of, or like a. Like
why
to keep
does
down
Nintendo
sales
have
so
to do us
them.
Like this? Like they don't know how
they
many know. That they need to make. That's
it's also available on Amazon.
I think that's just their market strategy, really.
I don't know if it's. I want to agree with you, but I also think it's just like they don't have the supply chain management skills. Like they're just fucking up.
Well, you'd think they have like so many iterations and so many experiences, like with the Wii U, the Switch. The Switch definitely would have been a lesson, like, hey, yo, your shit's selling out like hotcakes.
Make more.
Yeah, way more than the Wii U.
Make more.
I feel like the Wii U just like fucked them up. Okay, Can y'all answer this question for me? Why would you get this if the SNES Classic is out as
Wait,
well?
What?
Nostalgia.
There's a Super NES Classic as well, but like, why would you get the regular NES Classic if there's a Super NES Classic?
Honestly, I don't know, because there's not as many games that I want to play on the NES. I mean, there are some for nostalgia, but not as many.
So I'm looking at the Super NES Classic on Amazon, and you have to buy them from a lot of third party vendors, and it's a little under $100. How much is the NES Classic? I think it's the same price.
Okay, can I ask another question?
It is the same price. What the fuck?
Why
yeah.
would anyone buy these when you can buy those, like the ones that have like
emulators,
Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega, N64, and all that in one? You can buy it for like $150.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm honestly curious if there's a reason.
I'm not sure. Or like also you can emulate these games. I guess nostalgia
to
is the
just
main
like have one of the old ones. Or maybe one of the new ones that looks like the old ones.
Looks like the old ones.
It looks basically identical but has an HDMI port.
It could also be, you know, it's the build quality is gonna be guaranteed with Nintendo, right? You know, they make good shit. Versus whatever Chinese knockoff company is bundling it together. I mean, it's like it's basically just a Raspberry Pi. You could do this yourself. You could get a Raspberry Pi, put it in a case, and then just throw some games on it, and you got this.
That my friend had made one. Yeah.
This is so okay. I don't know. I know Eric, who's been on before. Nina's been on with him. I know he wanted one, and I was like, why? And he's like, just because it's cool,
man.
To have like all the old games. On one, I get the nostalgia aspect of it. I get it, but I mean, I get like nostalgia in general, and I get why this is cool. But I'm just not personally into it. But if you are, it's available. It's there. I see it. The NES Classic is on Amazon Prime right now. If you got that Prime, you get it in 2 days. Super NES Classic is also up here, but it doesn't have Prime.
You know what?
Shipping.
Honestly, for anybody, if they're considering canceling Amazon Prime, like. I did, and I do not miss it.
I get so much shit from Amazon. My one issue is that they up the fucking price now.
Right.
That's why I quit. I was like, oh, really? Y'all gonna do that? No.
There was a way to like lock in the $50 for like another year before they
updated. Oh, yeah.
I didn't. I fucked up.
Yeah, same.
And you know what? I'll just go to the store, and y'all can kiss my ass.
Dude, good on you. I did not have that fortitude.
Well, you live in Chicago. Life sucks. Over there, I see for traveling. No,
I'm too weak. I mean, there's like a grocery store not too far from me, but that's like for food. Like,
you don't want to be like carrying bags of shit back home.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like, you know, I get like, I don't know, like I ordered like a chair on Amazon. Like, I'm not trying to like take the public transportation to somewhere where I get a chair and take it back with the chair.
Just fucking unpack the chair and sit in the chair while you're on the train.
Yeah, that's right. On the train.
But I like shopping for things in person.
I feel you.
Not to be like that on a technology podcast, but
I mean, let's be real. Tech fans are just like fucking consumer whores. That's all we are. We're just like buying cool shit.
Well, okay. But like if you're like me, you need an alternative. So like there's what? There's Google Now or Google Express or whatever.
What do you
mean?
Yeah,
the Express app is the equivalent of like Amazon for Google.
Oh really? They'll send you things?
Mm-hmm. Well, so the way they do it is they send you stuff from different stores. So like they've partnered up with like Target and Costco in my area. And it's like stores in your area specifically.
Which is how Amazon started.
Oh, really?
Really?
I mean, like Amazon started where it was just like the middleman, right? And it was like people were selling. It was like eBay where people were like selling their shit.
Oh, right.
Gotcha.
Now it has
really Amazon started with books, and then they started like ripping off eBay, and then they started outdoing eBay in terms of like storefront sales. But yeah, this the Google Express thing.
Evil.
That happened a long time ago.
2011. Yeah. June 14th, 2011. Got
wow,
the date pinpointed.
Specific.
I have no fucking clue. All I know is Google Express is they got like minimum shipping costs to get free shipping. You have to buy at least like $35 or $25 depending on what you want. So it's not the same. It's kind of like Grubhub for just regular stores.
It's not bad. Sadie and I have been like trying to like up the quality in our lives and like get nicer stuff, like lights and stuff in our home. And so I'll like sit there and like accumulate shit in my Amazon cart for a while and let it build up so that it all comes in like one big ass package, you know? But yeah, that's okay. I guess,
sorry.
On that note. So I kind of am glad that you put this in here, Yoon, on the doc. So I was messaging Mr. Yoon earlier, Mr. Daniel Yoon, and I like one of my qualms with Android and why I got this iPhone, even though I shat all over the iPhone 10 when we first talked about it.
Grumpy old man.
Honestly, like iMessage is like one of the main things. Also, because I'm just like a fucking consumer whore, and I like want to have both Android and iOS as someone who, you know, wants to like design for both operating systems in the future. But
if you're a human day and age, you need an iPhone. Quit fucking around.
Well, tell that to Mr. Yoon here.
Mr. Yoon, quit fucking around. You need an iPhone.
I'm sorry. I am Android for life.
That was me too, because I was an HTC fan. But you know what? It's just
What's not worth it? Emojis,
not,
really?
Yeah, literally not being able to understand jokes and emojis and just like generally being
okay,
an outlier.
That kind of depends on the big deal with Android is that it's so decentralized. You're not going to get that standardized like emoji keyboard across like a Samsung versus an HTC or whatever. But, you know, it's been doing a lot of catch up. You know, emoji keyboard, Google's been – I have a Pixel too. So that one's been revamped, I guess. They fixed their hamburger emoji. They put it like the meat in the correct direction or something like that.
Oh, my God. The beer one with the foam, but it's half empty. Like, oh, God. Did you see that one?
No, I
didn't. Do they still
have
it?
So aside from the burger, they also had a beer that had like foam up the top out of the glass, but then it was also half full. And I was like, this is not how physics or any drink works. You don't even have to drink alcohol to know that that's not how foam works.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we make our decisions on what kind of phones we want to buy.
Yeah, it's emojis. The only Android phones I fuck with personally are the fucking – what were the Nexus, what is now Pixel.
Pixel was Nexus?
Yeah, Pixel is basically just like Nexus, but like they're taking it seriously now.
I used to have one of those Nexus tablets back in the day.
Yeah, that's what got me. So, like, I had an iPhone, and then I was going to take a shot of alcohol.
I was good.
Fucking hell. So, yeah, I had an iPhone 4S, and I was going to get an iPad mini that had just come out. And I was like, this is how expensive for not a Retina display? And they had just come out with the Nexus 7 tablet, and it was way cheaper for a much better display. And I was like, yo, I'm just going to get this. And that was my first Android device. And I was like, this is actually fucking dope. And then I just stuck with Nexus shit from that point on. I also had an HTC One, which was
pretty
good.
Dude, I love my Evos. They were the best. I love HTC. I love HTC.
Solid. But like, I feel like the Pixel is in like a similar like HTC. It's like a fusion of HTC and the Nexus ethos.
Doesn't HTC make some hardware for it?
So the HTC make in the Pixel 2 generation, the tiny Pixel was made by HTC, and the large one was made by LG.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think HTC makes its own phones anymore, does it?
They do, but like no one fucking buys them because they're awful. Last year they released, or no, this year they released one that literally had no buttons. And so like last year they released a phone where like you squeeze the sides and it was like a button, and then they put that in the Pixel 2 this year. Mm-hmm. So you can squeeze the side. I mean, you know, so you can talk about that more than I, because I don't have the phone. But you like squeeze the side and it triggers Google Assistant. Mm-hmm. Like you just squeeze your phone. It's the weirdest thing. So then HTC this year dropped a phone where instead of like having buttons, you just press really hard on the bezel on like one spot, and everyone was like, no, like no one bought that phone.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, they're dying a slow and painful death. HTC,
rest in peace, because they came out with the Evo in like 2014 or like 2010. Yeah, that's what I got for. I got the first Evo for my high school graduation, and it had like the best speakers, and it had the kickstand. Yeah. It had everything.
Dude, the HTC One was a solid Android phone.
I also
phone.
Had the HTC One.
That was a fucking sick phone. It was like one of the first phones that had dual front-facing speakers, and they were like bomb-ass
speakers. Yeah, I had
speakers.
The original Evo, the Evo, like the Evo LT or whatever. And then I had that one as well. I had like three or four of them.
Okay.
They're the best.
Let's take the shot. You and do count. For favor.
All right. Let's see if I can do this in binary. Ready? 1-1-1-0-0-1. Let's go.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah, I'm not, so I don't know. I'll just try.
What the hell are we doing on this podcast then?
Why am I here?
I don't know. I ask myself that every time.
This is so spicy.
Ooh.
Is that imposter syndrome?
Christ.
Every day.
Dude, that's like my whole
life. Yeah, I was going to say every day, baby. It's like my existence.
It's too real. It's too real. I'm just figuring my shit out at work now, and it's been like a year. It's like, what am I doing here?
Oh, good for you.
Anyway, I think we started off talking about something.
The reason we brought this up is because I ditched Android just because, one, I was like, ooh, shiny new thing with the iPhone 10. To be honest, let's be honest. Also, I got a sweet ass tax return, so I used my tax return.
Nice.
Also, iMessage, because like before, Android's messaging was fracturing like a motherfucker. I mean, like not that long ago, they just announced that they were going to stop supporting Android Allo. Or like stop actively developing for it.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, so that's dead in the water.
Google Plus. For now.
Yeah. I mean, like, not only Google Plus, like literally, like everything Google's ever done has been like either like here's a gamble of like whether this is going to be supported in the future or we're going to phase it out slowly with like a slow, painful death.
At least they don't hang on to bad ideas.
Yeah, I mean. How about just like don't come out with bad ideas like Apple?
Anyway, okay.
They literally, even like in what seemed like a parody of themselves, I forget if this was end of last year, or beginning of this year, they literally added a fucking messaging option within the YouTube app. So like if you go to the YouTube app, I think even on iOS, it's on like the bottom part.
It's literally who wants to do that?
Okay. Yeah. Even on iOS. If you go to the YouTube app, on the bottom part, there's a part that says inbox. You can like literally send messages to people in the YouTube app. Who is doing this?
I don't know.
It's bizarre. Anyway, so apparently, right after I got the iPhone, they announced that they're going to turn Android messages into what they call chat. I don't know if it's Android chat or just chat. I think it's just chat. And they're going to push what's called RCS, which is rich communication service.
That sounds about right. Yeah,
I believe. So the idea is this: the idea is that SMS blows. Mm-hmm. So let's us, you know, being Google, from a Google point of view, let's work with carriers to try to push this new standard to replace SMS that has iMessage or like WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger esque features within it, and you know has very advanced features within it as the new open source standard across carriers and across platforms. And so they're pushing this in Android messages. And Yoon was texting me today, and I was like, yo, you want me to send you the Zencastr link in text or Facebook or what? He was like, yeah, just send it here. It's on desktop now. And I was like, Android messages on a desktop? So they finally have a fucking desktop client for Android messages after years of me using Android messages, like trying to be faithful to Google shit. I'm so pissed.
You're such a freak.
Red as you got out. Well, like they had options before, right? Maybe it was just all third party crap, like push bullet or something.
I used Pulse. Pulse was one of them. Pulse is a third party one where like you create a login within the app, and then there's like a web app that you can log into. But the problem with Pulse is that like the MMSs wouldn't work all the time, and like GIFs might not go through all the time. And it's like, look, I just want a way to fucking do it on desktop that works. And what's funny is on Project Fi, you could keep using Hangouts as your SMS client on just so you can like use Hangouts as on desktop for SMS, but only if you had Project Fi. And I was also not going to do that because Hangouts is a garbage fire of an app in general, and didn't support like keyboard GIFs.
The burden.
So they finally fixed all the things.
Future is now.
In the Pixel, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like really.
So you're happy.
They're just. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's a little different from iMessages in that it's a web app. I guess they just kind of stole the idea off of everyone else's apps. And so it's a web app, and you scan a QR code from your phone that pops up when you go to like messages.android.com. So the good thing is you can use it wherever you have a web browser.
And so it's not just Mac or Windows; it's both.
Yeah, it's pretty lightweight. I'm happy. Like I guess not growing up with that iOS ecosystem, I wasn't really a fan of using my laptop to send text messages. Even with Facebook Messenger, I'm all on my phone all the time. But I'm sure plenty of people who are about that life, this will give them another reason to switch over. That plus the Google Duo integration. I don't know if y'all have noticed. I guess y'all don't have Android phones anymore. But there's an option when you make a phone call on a lot of phones to just go straight into Google Duo, which is their version of FaceTime. So it's
right.
Pretty much it sounds like they're just playing catch up with Apple. I'm not complaining. Yeah, it helps. It helps.
I mean, this is literally what I was waiting for. Like, this is literally like what I got fed up with and then left. And then now like for years,
they
like,
were waiting for you to switch over just so they could piss you off.
Yeah, exactly. It used to be that like you could remember back in Hangouts where like you can SMS in Hangouts, but then also send a Hangouts message, and then they unified it. So you could like Hangouts chat with someone or SMS them in the same thread. I feel like that was when they, if they tried, could have competed with iMessage, but they royally fucked that up. And we're like, this is confusing to users. We're going to split the threads now. And then stop supporting Hangouts for some reason. Like Hangouts just deteriorated as an app. Like it was fucking
I don't get it. Hangouts seemed to work great.
Yeah, look, I liked it. Like I was literally like, look, I just want an app that works. And for some reason you stop supporting Hangouts. And then from there it deteriorated to like this splintered, like, oh, we came out with Allo. Oh, now we have Android messages for your SMSs. And it was like, what are you doing? Like what is happening in your strategy room where you're like, hey, you know what? People like five different messaging apps from the same company, including a YouTube option.
I don't know. I think Google's one of those.
They're starting to get their shit together, is what I'm saying. Finally.
Well, I'm happy. I don't have to switch over. Nice. Yeah. It's
the one thing with Android messages that when I was still using my Pixel as my main device that I didn't like is that like it seems like one of the colors that you get. So you click from like thread to thread with people and it gives you different colors for different people. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't set one constant color for the entire like all threads, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's this one orange that they like using that's like obscene. It's the ugliest orange I've like. It's just like a neon orange frame for the person like in your face, and I'm like, this is offensive. I cannot use this app.
Well, you can change it now.
Oh wow! So literally everything I wanted is, is now.
Yep. Actually, you can't. Damn it! You can't change it from the web Hangouts. So it's interesting. You can't do everything on there that you can in the.
So it's only on mobile that you can change it.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that makes sense because the way so they're using QR to sync them. So it's like WhatsApp or Allo, where the main, the quote unquote like main
app is on your phone, right? And that's where you set like most of the settings or whatever.
Yeah, they, that makes sense. They say you gotta like you gotta have either mobile data or Wi-Fi ideally to use it. So
So it's routing through your phone. Just okay, I got you.
It's a pretty simple implementation, is what it sounds like. It's just it took them
it
long
sounds
enough.
Literally like the Allo desktop app. They had and yeah. then just like reworked for Android messages.
Well, that's what they do. They like they used Allo and Hangouts to some extent to beta test all this stuff and to just you know, people who are still going to have Hangouts installed are obviously a certain kind of person, so they'd be more discerning, I imagine, and like giving feedback. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, dude.
I wished that they would just have made Allo like iMessage, because I loved Allo as an app. I thought it was great. But the problem is with that is that like you can't have if you're trying to get all these carriers on board with RCS, this new version of SMS, you can't have RCS not be the main thing. Like not like what I mean by that is like iMessage, you have iMessage, but then if you text someone who doesn't have iMessage, it falls back to SMS. Like you can't have the main thing, like the iMessage equivalent, be Allo and then not push RCS and have the care. You know what I mean? Like
right.
If you make RCS the main thing, it gives you leverage over the carriers to be like, I'm using this now as my main thing. Mm-hmm. You should use it mm-hmm. as well. So yeah, they couldn't really push RCS and have Allo at the same time, which is unfortunate. I really liked Allo.
Yeah. Oh, that's how they roll.
Such is life. Such is life. Well, at least I can get e-skates now.
Oh, thank God.
At least I can skin.
You can drown your sorrow at missing out on the latest and greatest Google stuff.
That's right. I can putt around on my e-skates. Okay, let's take a shot. That was not... When I started saying that sentence, I was not anticipating that going off. Okay, that's a thing.
Okay, I think one more.
I'm still drinking tequila.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I opened Dr. Beer a long time ago. I'm not looking for a good time tonight.
There you go. Okay. Whose turn? Is it my turn? I think it's my turn. If I knew how to count in Russian or Croatian, I would, but I don't.
I can do Russian.
Do Your it. Mom's Russian.
Shoot. Actually, she is. How did you know? Ukrainian, actually, but, you know, sworn enemies and all that. But anyway.
Anyway, long story. All right.
Ready?
I mean, the languages are very similar.
3, 2, 1.
Woo!
How was your vodka?
Спасибо.
На здоровье.
It's Texas. Texas, baby.
Texas vodka. Don't they have like a Moscow, Texas or something, which is like the weirdest name for a city?
There's a Paris, Texas. I know
there's a Paris, Texas. I think there's a Moscow, Texas.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. We have a Liverpool.
There's a Liverpool, Texas?
Yes, there is.
No way.
Yeah,
no. Okay, y'all, let's finish strong.
Let's finish strong.
Let's finish. Final section of this podcast. So suggested apps. I, in the spirit of the World Cup, have brought to you an app that was suggested to me by dear friend David Montes.
Oh, hey.
Aww.
He lives in Chicago.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, we hang out all the time.
No.
Yeah. He's doing good. He's upset that he hasn't been on this podcast lately. Anyway.
You are.
So, yeah, he suggested this app to me a long time ago. But there's a really good app for those of you that want to follow soccer, whether it's during this World Cup or after. It is spelled FOTMOB, FOTMOB, like football mobile. It's weird, but FOTMOB. Anyway, it's a great app because you can.
Sounds like a kink site.
I know, right? It sounds like some sort of like foot fetish.
Yeah, you would know.
Oh, yeah. Know,
but no, this app's really good because you can set favorite leagues. You know, World Cup being one of the leagues. Or like if you want to follow like Bundesliga or Premier League or Ligue 1 or whatever. You can set them as your favorite leagues. It'll give you notifications when games start if you want them, or you can set notifications for when the game starts, when there's cards, when there's goals, et cetera, et cetera. It's a great little app, works really well. The thing with soccer apps is that it's hard to find one that someone makes and then like constantly supports. In the past, I've had a soccer app that just like deteriorated because they didn't support the fucking app. And this one is well supported on both Android and iOS. So I suggest this app if you want to have an app on your phone for soccer. Boom. Okay. Yoon, what's yours?
Cool. So I needed to do some Microsoft Paint fuckery to Photoshop. One of my friends he sent me like a meme or something, and I needed to totally like mangle it in the worst way possible. So I went looking, and it turns out Sony makes a really good Microsoft Paint clone for the Android. I don't actually know if they have it for iOS. It's called Sony Sketch. And I mean, it's got your standard like crop, cut, paste, different kinds of paint brushes and color droppers. So pretty much MS Paint for your phone. And it looks like it's just for Android, unfortunately. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Although, like, iOS has, like, other drawing apps that are pretty good now that I'm looking.
Let me see if they have it here. Nope, they do. They have it. They have it for iOS also on the iTunes store.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, you're covered. Yeah, it was very highly recommended. It did the job. I was able to retain that like shitty sort of organic rawness that comes with using Microsoft Paint, especially you know when you fat finger with on your phone, it looks even worse. So it was great. Yeah, I love it.
Sort of like that meme-y quality.
Yeah, I guess like I haven't been using Facebook. The way I used to do it is I used to send myself a photo in Facebook Messenger and then go back and like edit the photo using their like paint tool and draw stuff on there. But like you can only do so much with that. And I realized at one point, like I guess I'd never downloaded an app like that, you know.
Like a dedicated app.
Yeah. You know, shoot,
there you go.
I found a dedicated video editing app on my phone and like I basically live on my phone. I don't boot up my laptop ever.
That is a topic for another podcast.
You can get into
Am
it.
Am I the only one who still like uses my desktop every day?
I mean, I do. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, I use my desktop all the time. But I'm also like my job and also hobbies are desktop oriented.
Same.
Yeah. Nina forgot to bring an app for this episode because she was on vacation this whole week.
Y'all know that the Bible is an app, correct?
Of course it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just want you to know you can get it if you need it.
You know, maybe
I just want you to know you can get it if you need it, bro.
Did you know that the Constitution of the United States is also an app for your phone?
Huh? No. No.
The gift that God gave us Americans
is now an app format?
I mean, no. There's always been like people who took the Constitution and like just made like a really nice app where you can go through like the articles and whatnot.
Speaking of, have y'all seen that commercial that it's like an infomercial kind of thing where basically they've made these very cheap little radios that play nothing but the Bible?
Ooh,
like they're programmed to play the Bible.
Jesus.
Literally.
Yeah, and you basically, you know, you give them to your grandma or whatever, so she can just like press the button and start playing the Bible.
Bible on demand. It's like instead of Life Alert, you just push it. Jesus,
like, you know, you can get that on YouTube, Grandma. It's like, no, she's got to have her own radio for this.
My grandma would be like, YouTube, que un YouTube, right?
Well, something comforting about like hearing the static come out and like shh. And then there was light.
There you go.
Goddamn it. Okay.
Technology is great.
That's your suggested app.
Bible radio.
Okay. On that note, we can peace out. Nina, I realize I don't do this on most podcasts and I should. Nina, if the people who listen want to find you, where can they find you, like on Twitter and shit?
Oh, it's Neen 13, NEEN, 13 spelled out.
The word. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. And follow her. She's a journalist. She's cool. She tweets shit. That's cool.
I tweet annoying shit, lots of Spurs stuff, and just general nonsense.
Yo, if you tweet annoying shit, I tweet even more annoying shit.
I mean, we have
peas
lots
in
of
a
thoughts.
Pod. Right? Yeah.
Right, we have lots of thoughts.
That's right. We have opinions, and they need to be voiced. And Twitter is the place to do it. Mr. Daniel Yoon, I don't know if you want to like publicize a place where
who you are.
If you want to find me, don't.
Don't.
You guys are social butterflies. I don't have much to say on social media. I use it to like look at photos. Find me on fucking. Find me on Tinder, yo.
Right off. Yeah.
There's like that.
He's eligible.
That permanent profile thing. True. Yeah.
There you go.
Eligible ladies.
Real quick, I just wanted to say this is my first time on this on the drunk version of the podcast.
There you go.
It's been awesome. Thank you.
See you.
Okay. Peace. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Later.
Repetitive sedatives like every better with never remembering every degenerate. Instead of forgetting and letting them live the setting like sediment, I'm that part. Mix it up with six guy, rage against machine, bitter J-Rock, K-Dot. Switch it up, gangsta, getting on my stage props, dealer with the beats and catch me singing like.
As always, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tequila.
Mama call me Yeshua, running out of time with a Harry Potter head scar. I ain't got a desk job.
For the regular listeners, I'd like to thank you for your support and ask that you please help us to continue to improve the show by heading over to our Patreon page and donating $1 a month.
Head farts, yeah, that's for all your gum smack, mud flaps, scuzz bag, unwrapped sex.
By donating just $1 a month, you'll really be helping us out, and you'll get Tequila closer to hitting our goal of $30 per month.
Yeah, this is how I rap before I hit it, top shit, but I still respect women.
Once that goal is reached, I personally will be designing and sending each of you a Tequila-branded shot glass or two to show my appreciation. So head over to patreon.com/techquila to support the show. That's Patreon, which is spelled patreon.com/techquila.
Like egregious kids are just in front and like your Jesus and elitist pimps come from Mars and bitches come from Venus. The way I see us is my strength is all your weakness. Treat them like a hedonist. Every obstacle defeated. Preach it, I'm a seed of weed.
Remember, you can submit topics for the show and interact with me and guests on the subreddit, which is found at reddit.com/r/techquila.
That's for all your Joe rap smoke ploys. That's for all your go brag, no half, low grab.
You can follow Tequila on Twitter for the latest hot takes on tech news at TequilaCast.
Watch list, that did it. This is how I rap before I hit it. Talk shit, but I still respect women.
The Tequila theme song is Ride Out by Yeshua, which is spelled Y-S-H-W-A. You can also find him online as Vincent Augustus. Thanks, y'all.